This is a download from the BBC.
Hi there, I'm Leah from BBC World News for Schools. It's Friday the 24th of June. Coming up, a big debate about animals in circuses. Harry Potter author unveils unseen material and a shock defeat at Wimbledon. But first to England. Lots of politicians want circuses to stop using wild animals. It's thought that around 40 such animals are being used in UK circuses. People have been campaigning for a ban as they say it's cruel to the creatures. But not even all the politicians can agree. Some think the rules about circus animals should just be made a lot stricter. They're worried if there's a complete ban in the country, then they might face the same problems as in Austria, where they tried to bring in a ban but are now being taken to court. This circus owner in England says people like coming to see the animals perform, so it should be allowed to continue.
The public want us, they support us, and we really ought to be listening to the people who vote with their feet.
Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling has revealed all about her new project. It's a website called Pottermore, and it features special material by the writer as a way of saying thanks to her fans.
Most of this writing is material that I generated while I was writing the books initially, its background, lots of details that didn't make it into the book but that were in my head. Some of it's new stuff, I suppose a response to questions that fans have asked me over the years.
Next up to tennis, the Wimbledon tournament saw a shock defeat when China's Li Na, who recently was crowned champion of the French Open, got beaten by German Sabine Lazicki. Sabine is ranked number 62 in the world and was lost for words by her win.
My emotions are over the moon, you know, it's just amazing.
Meanwhile, last year's champ Serena Williams won her second match and had a special guest in the crowd too. A 5-year-old boy from the UK with cancer got an invitation from Serena. She follows the boy on the social networking site Twitter and wanted to invite him along to watch a match. Now for the answer to yesterday's question, we asked you, what is the capital city of Afghanistan? And the answer is... Kabul. Finally, we told you about the Antarctic penguin who ended up on a New Zealand beach. Well, now officials are moving the bird to a local zoo. The penguin had been eating sand and small sticks of driftwood off the ground, which is making it unwell.
Today it was not moving very much, and perhaps as a consequence of eating the sand, which naturally it would be eating the snow, it certainly has lost condition.
It's not going to survive here on the beach. If we left it here, there's too much public pressure, and it's just out in the open.
Nobody knows how the penguin got to New Zealand in the first place, but experts think it just took a wrong turn. Okay, that's all from the World News for Schools team. We're back on Monday. Bye-bye.